You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, buddy. Everybody, that's right. You're listening to Max and Friends and To The Max. I got my co-host here, Tamara Bowman.
Hey, Max.
Hey, girl, we got a show tonight, everybody. We're going to bring on in just a minute the one and only Rolanda Watts. So check her website out, everybody, at Rolanda.com. And we're also going to have the lines open a little bit. But before that, there is so much going on. I've got to give a birthday shout-out to Nile Rodgers. Yesterday was his birthday. To my boy, Rocco, my partner in crime. Tomorrow is your birthday. And also to Vinny Mac. Happy birthday to you. Wow, Tamara, I'm back from Italy.
Honey, that is so amazing. What was the most exciting moment of your trip?
Listening to Max and Friends at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Ah!
And having you cover for me so wonderfully.
Oh.
And also, you already know the answer to that. Besides that, getting my father's cars back after 22 years. My God. I tell you.
That's insane. That is so wonderful, sweetheart, because you've got a piece of history back that is a special moment that was shared with you and your dad. Tell us more about that.
Well, long story short, because I don't want to take up Rolanda's time, but long story short, I'm going to be doing a documentary on it, too. My father had amazing Shelby, Ford Shelby GT500, and he died, and it was caught up in his estate for 18 years.
Wow.
And it took 22 years to get the cars back, but 18 years we couldn't touch the cars. And there, you know what? My quote for the day and for my trip was persistence pays off, because we got the cars back. They're on a boat coming to America. Don't try to be gone in 60 seconds, because I rebuke you. And now those cars are coming home.
Amen. Oh, honey, you just gave me goosebumps.
You know it's the truth. But, you know, I've got to tell you, even more important, forgetting about me, tomorrow, I've got so much paperwork going on here, but tomorrow is the Radio for Peace, internationaldayofpeace.org. Go to internationaldayofpeace.org. We're going to unite for a cure, everybody, because the cure, no, unite for a cause. We're going to unite for cures and causes. But tomorrow, we're going to unite for a cause, because my friend Prince Rossi, along with the United Nations, and I'm going to talk a little bit more of that in the show, but the 21st of September is the International Day of Peace. Check that out. And we're going to play an amazing song, Half Show, by Sabrina Johnson. Peace is going to come up in a little bit. But I got to let you all know that peace begins within. So, you know what? If you want peace to happen, you've got to make it happen. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know what I mean?
Honey, I love when you say things like that. I mean, that just reminds me of how responsible we can be for our own lives.
And how irresponsible we can be as well.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm done with pity parties. Okay, the pity party is officially over. Save your stamps, donate the money, because we don't want to go to your pity party. But you had a great show last week.
I did.
An amazing guest.
Yes, Mr. Ken Foster. He was powerful. Bless his heart.
Ask, and you shall succeed was the topic of the show. It was an amazing show. Go to LA Talk Radio to the Max and Max and Friends to get the archive, because you know that's where all the shows go every time we're done. Anyhow, I got to tell you, I'm going to see a play this week called The Royal Family with my dear friend. She's a playwright, Anne Berlin. She writes the most amazing plays. I haven't missed one of them yet. But The Royal Family is a remake of the George S. Kaufman and Edna Ferber play from the 1920s. And one of the characters is apparently like me, so I'm going to go see who's imitating my life, imitation of life. But the play in New York, The Royal Family, everyone, support the theaters. Go see a play. Take your family. I know tickets might seem expensive, but you know what? If you think about it, all the crap you buy during the week, save up and take your family out.
There you go.
You know what? People who smoke, don't buy a carton of cigarettes for a week, and you can go take your family. That's just one ticket. But
there
anyway, enough of that.
So Max, are you the royal family? Does your life pick that?
I don't. You know what? We're all the royal family, because you know what? We're doing. Everybody's the royal family. You know, it's like titles. What's a title? You know, it's like who cares? But end of the day, you know what? It's gonna be an amazing play, and everyone go see it. But yeah, you know what? As long as you think you're royal, all little girls grow up and they're the princess. You know what I mean? If Disney can have a princess, you could have a princess in your family too. You know what I mean?
Amen.
But I've got to say, the Emmys are on tonight. I didn't go this year because just being in Italy, I couldn't make it out to LA. I'm in New York. Tamara's in L.A. Sally Field, my girl for Brothers and Sisters, which is on ABC, everyone. That's my show. She got totally gypped by Glenn Close. But I guess if you're going to get gypped, Glenn Close is the person to get gypped by. But I was so upset because I love me some Brothers and Sisters. That's my family, Tamara.
Honey.
That's my family.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean? Now, how was your week?
Honey, it was absolutely incredible. You know me, I'm all for growth and expansion. So I'm constantly in seminars and workshops, you know, just growing my capacity to love and be present and to be available for our people who come in our inner circle with all that juicy connection. So I'm looking forward.
You know what you remind me of? You remind me of a hot air balloon. And it's just like you're getting ready and expanding and to take off because it's like you're ready. You know, you're throwing those sandbags out of your basket.
Absolutely.
And you're going on a journey. And I'm glad that everyone tonight has chose to come on this journey on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio because we're really excited to have everyone tuning in from all across the world, from Costa Rica, Bahamas. Oh, my God, where else? New York. In New York, we've got Harriet, and in Connecticut, we've got Thomas listening. So how do you all? In Saudi Arabia, in Dubai,
wow.
We got you all. London, Italy, Paris, France. There you go. Welcome aboard.
Wow.
So, let's throw off the sandbags. Let's all jump into this basket that we call here Max and Friends, and let's go on a journey. How about that, Tamara?
Oh, bring it on, brother. I'm so with you. I give you a high five right now on that one.
All right. Virtual high five because you're on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast holding down.
That's right.
But speaking of East Coast holding down, what was that all about, East Coast? I just love it here. I guess that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Honey, we bring the world together. You on the East, me on the West.
Yeah. One show at a time, right?
Amen. Amen,
here you
brother.
Go. So you know what? I can just talk to you forever. I love you. You know I do. But we've got Rolanda Watts. Yo, so you know what? Let's just bring her on this journey that we're going to go to tonight because she has got so much. You know, we think we've got a lot going on, but Rolanda has got so much going on that, I mean, it looks like my schedule book just got a little bit free because all these things, man. So without any further ado, Rolanda Watts, pull up your mic. Welcome to Max and Friends with Max and Tamara. And we're going to rock out tonight's show. Everybody,
wow.
Rolanda Watts.
A joy to be here.
Hey, so good to have you, Rolanda.
Thank you, and congrats on the cars, Max.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You know, Rolanda, as you know, persistence pays off because, man, I just alone with your novel, 90,000 plus words and 10 years in the labor of love department, right?
And let me tell you something, Max. It was absolutely labor. I got to tell you, I was saying that it is the hardest thing I think I've ever done.
Yeah.
And like you said, 90,000 words later, 36 chapters, and now off to my agent, I can take a little breather. But yeah, it was like having a baby.
Wow. Yeah. Well.
And right at the end there, it was like, you know how I talk to my pregnant girlfriends, and when we get to the ninth month, it's like, aren't you scared? And they're like, no, get this thing out of me. But that's the way I felt. It was like one big push, and I finally completed it. So
and
we
that's your destiny. So what's the title of the book then?
Absolutely, the name of the book is Destiny Lingers.
There you go.
I took it from this line that I had heard one time: the time moves on, but destiny lingers. And it's a romance novel. It's about a woman who is a New York City news reporter and so wrapped up in her career that she's covered every story except the story of her own life until she finds this long strand of red hair stretched across her husband's bed pillow.
Okay.
And the only one she knows with red hair is her best friend.
All right.
This one strand of hair unravels this whole story of deceit. And she goes back to her hometown to get her life together and re-meets her first love. And so it's... And the twist of the story is that they could not have been together in other times because of segregation. So when she goes back and re-meets this guy, time has moved on, but their love has remained the same. So it's one of those feel good, believe in love, believe
it's
in second
those,
chances kind of story.
It's one of those what God has for you, it is for you kind of a story, right?
Yeah, that your destiny will linger and hopefully... Well, hopefully that'll happen in real life too. But you know, that's it's one of those things where I wanted what I wanted to say was just don't give up on love and to believe that your destiny will meet you.
Wow, Rolanda, does this resemble any reflection of your own life?
Oh, absolutely.
were you able to, I mean, did you go through some devastating affair only to rediscover a true love of yours?
Wouldn't that be cool?
No, maybe.
It wasn't really that. You know, I survived a hurricane. I used to have a beach house in North Carolina, survived a hurricane, and made friends with some folks down there who were my same age, and we realized that we didn't know each other because of the segregation. I think I'm one of the last generations that actually drank colored water and that kind of thing growing up in North Carolina. But I think that the whole novel is a new genre of literature, which is called creative nonfiction. And it's basically taking the truth of things, but you can elaborate for creative sense.
So it's not
a true story, but it's based on some true events.
So do you think it's kind of like, you remember this book, A Million Little Pieces?
You know something? Had James Frey come out and said it was creative nonfiction, he wouldn't have gotten in all that trouble with Oprah.
That's exactly right.
You know?
We had to go there.
It was a good book. It was good.
Was, but you know what? The thing is, I always say this, Rolanda, too. The truth crushed to the ground will rise again. So be careful what you say, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah, can never go wrong speaking the truth because then you don't have to remember anything.
I would say you got to have a great memory to be a good liar.
Oh, Lord.
Right. Tell one, you got to tell five more to back it up.
You know, but Rolanda, you have so much going on. So your labor of love, your book, Destiny Lingers, everybody. When is this? This is going to come out pretty soon, too, right?
Well, I hope so. You know, I just turned it into my agents who are going to start shopping it. And, you know, and we'll see what happens. I hope that I'll be telling you something very good very soon.
I think we're going to turn hoping into knowing tonight. Okay?
That's right. We're going to claim it.
It's done. Signed, sealed, delivered. Destiny Lingers will be on bookshelves within the next 9 months, everyone, so stay tuned.
I'm already envisioning a story like this being on the big screen.
That's what I was saying.
That's what we're thinking. That's exactly what we're thinking. And
cool.
Maybe even a sequel. This character, we may want another story out of her and find out what happens with this new love affair. So we've got plans for it. It's a good story. It's just it's full of great visuals because half of the story takes place in the busy news business. I mean, there's a hostage situation. There are hurricanes. And, you know, so we go from New York City to North Carolina. So you've got some beautiful scenery there, too, and just a good story. I'm really excited about it.
Well, you know what? I'm hats off to you because I tell you what, it took me 3 years to write my novel called Living on the Edge of Goodbye, and it is definitely a labor of love. It's something that you're almost compelled to do. I mean, it's not something that you decide one day, oh, you know, I think I'll write a book. I mean, it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do.
But you know what? It's so funny because I used to, you know, when my friends and I would go to the beach, they'd bring a book to read.
Right?
I didn't bring a book to write.
There you go.
And it really just started out as something fun to do that just kept going and going. And when I was up to 120 pages, my friends were like, Rolanda, this is a book. And everybody was like, what's going to happen next? So I started workshopping it. I mean, I went to workshops at UCLA. It was like starting being a student again.
Yes.
And I really workshopped it with a group of 10 wonderful women writers who were published. So I had great mentors and sisters to help me get through. My friends, my goodness, I would send them chapters after chapters. So my community and the people I love and who love and support me were the tough loves for me to get the book done and the ones who picked up the phone and kept on me. So I'm going to stay on you, young lady.
Oh, right. God love you. That's awesome.
But it is so worth it. I think the written word, at the end of the day, all we have left are our stories. Mm. And I didn't want to go off this planet without with a story that was left untold.
Oh, I just
and
got
so
goosebumps.
I think that anybody who's listening, who's encouraged to write and to tell a story, just do it bit by bit because it's one of the most rewarding things I have ever done. And I've done a lot of stuff, but this has just been between me and that computer and God.
Wow. God love you.
You know, speaking of doing a million things, Tamara, Rolanda is Emmy nominated. Okay. A journalist, fantastic journalist. You covered an amazing story, which really, I think brought you into the limelight with that train. Was it a train wreck, correct?
Yeah, it was a train crash in New York City. And I was nominated for an Emmy for my live coverage. And the guy that beat me out, it was only because something blew up behind him. I just had a train crash. No, but it was, but yeah, I was a New York City news reporter for many years, and I was an investigative reporter. I covered murders and mayhem and mobsters and all kinds of things running throughout the streets of New York City. In fact, one of the stories, I negotiated a hostage situation in Harlem.
Wow.
And I included that story in the book. Now, how it ends in the book did not end in life, but the reality was that I did go and cover this, covering the hostage story, and ended up helping negotiate. So, yeah, I've had an interesting career.
Wow.
You have. And not only did your career stop there with television, you had the master of all masters, the king of all kings, Roger King, hook you up with the Rolando Watts Show.
Oh, wow. Yes. Roger, may he rest in peace, was one of my dearest, dearest friends and a mentor. And he wanted me to do a talk show 5 years before I did it. And I kept saying, no, I don't want to do it. I'm a journalist. So he said, well, come over here to Inside Edition. And then one day he walked on the set, and I was putting the mic on, about to go cover a murder story in D.C. And he walked on the set, and he said, Rolanda, I need you to do a talk show in 2 weeks. He had another show that was not doing well, and he didn't want to lose his time slot. And he knows that I can do live TV, and it just happened that quickly. And I said, the thing I love about Roger is that he saw something in me that I didn't even dream I could do. The Rolanda Show is what most people know me by, one name by, internationally. And it was just a fluke about how that happened, but it was somebody who believed in me and believed that I could do something I didn't even know I could do. And he was like, you can be a news reporter and keep telling stories in a minute, 30 seconds, but I want to give you an hour because you got a lot to say.
Wow.
And King, Roger King was, gosh, he discovered Oprah, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. He was the number one TV salesperson in the world. Jeopardy, yeah. Wheel of Fortune, and Rolanda.
And Rolanda.
And I just adore him. And, May he rest in peace. Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I've got a confession to make, a funny one, actually, because, you know, when I was talking about Rolanda Watts, my sister had reminded me, are you ready for this, Rolanda?
That what?
We came, I was 15 years old, and we came to your show in New York.
You better stop.
Now, I've got to tell you the funniest thing, because Tamara...
Hey, listen, and we let you slip in at 15,
because you're supposed to be 16, and I remember my mother was with us, and you know what? We said, well, you know what? We're dressed really well, so I don't think they're going to turn us away.
Oh, my goodness. What
there,
were we talking about?
And the topic of the show was sex.
Oh, my God.
And our ratings must have been good that day.
you had people fake orgasms in the audience.
Oh no, not me.
And my sister has the tape somewhere, and I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to FedEx it to you. My mother's like, you're 15 years old. And of course the day that we sneak into the studio is the day that they're talking about sex. It was the fun. We were the whole way home. We were laughing. We said, what are the chances?
What are the chances of that? I see. But
did you do an orgasm?
No, we tried to have my sister do it, but she wouldn't get up. It was the funniest day ever that I've been into a TV studio, because once you get people, Tamara, you know, I mean, that's why we have you on the show. We need a sex doctor. You know what I mean? When you have people faking orgasm, it just turns the whole audience. I will never forget that moment. And I was like, my sister, I was like, that is the funniest thing that you pulled that up, because I totally forgot. And then once she said it, I relived it. It was hysterical.
Oh, that's awesome.
We had a lot of fun on the road show.
You did.
Oh. We really, really did.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Now, Rolanda, do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
Do I remember the faking orgasm? Honey, we had so many things on the Rolanda show. I don't remember that particular show, but I would like to see it.
It's great. It's definitely great. And
shows.
We have a VHS copy somewhere. That's where we're going. But we'll turn it
that
into
that is
DVD.
Hilarious.
But yeah, you had that show for 4 years, so you had I could imagine the guests that you do you have any memorable guests from any of your shows that you can remember the most?
I think it was when James Brown popped the question live to me on TV.
What?
Oh, wow. What was
that like? The Godfather of Soul, in the middle of a gossip show. We've got everybody up there, all the major gossip people lined up. We used to do Gossip Fridays. And my executive producer looks over and goes, James Brown is on the phone. You have a phone call. I said, I'm doing a show. He goes, but you have a phone call. So he says, well, pipe it in. So I'm like, what is going on? The audience, nobody knows what's going on. This is the craziest thing. We're shooting a show.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we hear over the PA, Rhonda, it's James Brown. And I know we live in an America and everything, but will you marry me? Honey, the audience went nuts.
Oh.
It was, of all the things I've done, y'all, this was like in Time magazine. It was in the New York Times. I mean, it made press everywhere. And all I could say, I was so stunned. All I could say was, could we talk about this after the show? But I became very good friends with James Brown, and may he rest in peace as well. My goodness, oh gosh. The Africans say, as long as you mention my name, I live. So Roger and James are living. He was just such a good friend to me. He really supported me and just was a good mentor for me. He owned every one of his songs and gave me an entire medley on our show, which I probably couldn't even pay for. But he taught me how to do the little shuffle dance. And these are some clips you can go find on YouTube, if you want to go check them out. But I've got something.
I've got a caller that we're going to pipe in for you now, Rolanda. And you know who this caller is?
Who?
Monroe.
That's
King, the daughter of Roger King.
Hey,
Monroe, it's me.
Oh, Monroe. Hey.
How are you? I love you. I miss you.
I love you, and I miss you too, my darling. And I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. Look at you and your projects. The book is finally finished. And I remember when you were writing it on the beach.
Let me tell you something. One of the most wonderful things was Monroe and her stepmom and her sister invited me to come and spend some time at the shore with them. And I got to sit at your daddy's desk, Monroe, Roger King's desk, where the greatest television deals were ever signed in the world. And I sat at his desk. And I wrote that book, and I spent that summer because you helped nourish me, Monroe. See, even though you're young and hot, you can help an older lady. You can mentor me, too. And you were wonderful. And your dad's smiling down on us, honey, because it's done. And, whew, that took work,
I know. I can't wait to read it. When will I get a chance to read it, Monroe?
Well, the agents have it now, and then we're going to see what happens. What happens is they send it out to all the publishers, and then hopefully we have a big bidding war, and then we'll see what happens. And it's just, I just keep them fingers crossed and just trusting in the good Lord upstairs that he's going to lead it in the right place.
Mm. Oh, of course it will happen. We all know you have incredible luck, and you're super talented. And I honestly can't wait to get my hands on a copy.
I know. Well, you'll know that you helped make it happen. And I have a character who I named Chase Monroe McKenzie.
No way!
Oh, your name is in the book. Your dad's middle name was Monroe. He's in the book, so there you go. I wasn't going to tell you, but I just broke the news.
Oh, my God. I love it. No, I can't take any credit for it. It was all you, and I'm so proud. And there's a movie coming out now.
Yes, I have a movie coming out. You're a good PR lady. I am in a movie with The Game, the rapper The Game, and Stacey Dash and comedian Red Grant. It's a movie called House Arrest. And it comes out probably next year because we just finished shooting it. And there are clips of it. If you want to go check it out, you can go to my Facebook page. And we've got some clips running. But it's a film about a young woman who makes the wrong decisions and how, with the help of her family, her community, and me, a tough love probation officer, turns her life around. So it's my first lead in a feature film. And
yay!
Isn't that cool? And it's... And it's going to be hopefully out next year sometime,
house
I guess.
House arrest.
Put it up there.
Monroe, I want to thank you so much for calling in, because I didn't even tell Ro that you were going to call in. But it is so great that we have you here, because we were just...
And aren't we excited about her singing career?
Hello.
Oh, my.
Fashionista. Everyone, Monroe, you've been on my show before. You can always go to maxfuji.com. She's in my archives. Fashionista. Check out Monroe King. Monroe, we're going to say goodnight because we've got a great song coming on tonight, because tomorrow is International Day of Peace. But I want to thank you so much, Monroe, for calling in and talking to your Auntie Ro.
I love
you.
Have
a good one, guys.
Okay, give Anna Rose a big kiss for me.
I love her back in Manhattan. Love y'all. Kisses.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a nice surprise, man.
You like that?
That's
Tamara, y'all, that was so nice.
You know, I called Monroe. I said, Monroe, I've got Ro coming on. She said, Auntie Ro. I said, Rolanda. She goes, I'm calling in. I said, I need you to call in at this time because I want to give you a minute to talk to her. So it could have been more perfect talking about piping in calls and James Brown, and I just piped that call in for you.
You sure did. What a nice surprise. I tell you, it's so exciting seeing young women. She just graduated from college, and, you know, I don't have any children, but all of those that call me Auntie Ro, those are my kids, and I just beam so much. I'm so proud of them.
Now, she stole my spotlight talking about the movie. So you've got House Arrest coming out. We spoke about that. But how was that filming that movie, your first major lead role?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It was a lot of fun. And you know, it was down and dirty. Now, understand, this was an independent film. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was we rolled up our sleeves, worked in the middle, all hours of the night. We just did the job. We did what we had to do. And it was fun for me because I got to play a real mean. I mean, she's a badass. This woman takes no crap, and she is tough. And so it was fun for me to play that kind of role. And to be able to work with, like, The Game and Stacey Dash and this new director, William Washington. I mean, it was just a great experience for me.
Hmm.
And, you know, I've done some independent films. I've gotten to play Josephine Baker, and I've gotten to play Dorothy Dandridge. But this is a full-length feature that I'm going to sit in the theater and with Mom and Dad and popcorn and watch, you know. So it's really cool. It's really exciting for me.
Fantastic. Hmm. And now, so that comes out next year. Now, not only do you have that, you're the voice of Judge Joe Brown.
All right, that's me, Bad Boys, on the next Judge Joe.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
That's me, yeah. You know what, when I finished my show, I had a wonderful opportunity to be free from a contract, and I saved my money, and I wanted change. I embraced that it was time to move on to new things. And people have said, well, what have you been doing? Where have you been? I have been busting out many different careers because of the past. I forget that I'm working. I mean, people say, how do you do so much? I just love everything that I do. And I'm getting to live my passions, which is a blessing in itself. And so to be a voiceover artist and an actor and a writer today, you know, people used to look at me and say, you're schizophrenic. Today they say, my God, you're surviving. You've got to have more than just one title in life to survive in this economy. Mm-hmm. And plus you owe it to yourself to give those gifts that God gave you back to him by what you do, making beautiful things for him. It's been exciting and fun, and it's helped me keep multiple streams of income too.
You know what? I would ask you, people say you're schizophrenic. I would ask you if you were an Aquarius.
No, I'm just a Cancer. Body.
But you know
I'm
what?
A July baby.
There you go, July. So, it's amazing that all the, you know, you do, I think there's a saying that I once heard from a pastor of mine, and they said, die empty. So it sounds like you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing.
That's right. When I go, I'll be all used up.
That's the truth. That's the
but
best
I
way
just,
to go.
I've just been very blessed that God put some really nice things to play with in my little gift box, this little Rwanda.
Wow.
So I'm just trying to take those gifts and really hone them and do the best that I can. Mm. And, I still go to acting workshops and writing workshops. I've still been in school in certain ways. And I think it's so important to constantly stretch yourself and learn new things. So it's an exciting journey right now for me because all the things I dreamed of doing as a kid, I'm actually doing now as an adult and getting paid for it. So I tell people, I say, I was always told I talk too much. Now I'm a talk show host. I was told my voice was too deep and raspy. Today I'm a voiceover artist. Mm-hmm. I was told I asked too many questions. Today I'm a journalist. And I thought I was bossy. Today I run my own production company, my own production house. So, you know, letting turning no's into yeses be the key. I've been working all those
We've got a caller. We've got a caller. Caller, you're live. Can you just lower your radio in the background? You're live on Max and Friends with our guest tonight, Rolanda Watts. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This here is Bill calling from Chicago.
Hey,
Hi, Bill.
Bill.
Hello?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going there, Ro?
It's going fine. Bill, are you on my Facebook?
That's me, all right.
Bill from Chicago. It's so funny how we all met on Facebook, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, technology, 21st century technology is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I mean, this isn't the first time that I've said this about Rolanda, and, you know, she's probably rolling her eyes now because she knows exactly what I'm going to say. But to me, one of the things, probably the single most overlooked fact about her that has really endeared her to me over the years, when I first started watching the show back in the 90s, one of the things that I really loved about it was the way it had a distinctly different taste than so many of the other talk shows that were out at the time. I mean, Rolanda's show was fun. I mean, she wasn't afraid to get a little silly at times, but there was always, as Flip Wilson even pointed out one time, just a genuine, likable wholesomeness about her. And God bless him for saying that dead on. I mean, you looked a little bit surprised when he said that, Rolanda, but he really hit it right on the head. And when I found out that you had actually decided to end the show as opposed to caving into pressure from the producers to add a little bit more just nastiness and what was happening in the talk show environment at the time of just, you know, genuine sleaziness to try to bring in ratings, I think that says a hell of a lot, and it made me fall in love with you all over again for maintaining your integrity. And yet, relatively few historians have pointed that out. And I hope that, in particular, when and if Donald Bogle ever updates any of his textbooks that are, commonly used in universities, I just hope he makes mention of that fact, because that's very, very unique among, in particular, talk show hosts of today. I mean, can anybody on this line think of another talk show host or hostess that would actually walk away from a successful show as opposed to, you know, lowering the bar and lowering standards? I mean, that says a hell of a lot to me. I just have to say that. And
Bill, thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that. Eras changed, and I think that sleaze factor was a huge factor in the mid-90s.
I know, and that was one thing I really hated about so much of that environment, but the fact that, you know, you stuck to your guns, you didn't cave into that you yet another cult hero of sorts in my book, and like
thanks.
I said, that's what really just endeared you more to me, to my heart, all the more, and so by far, you know, in addition to the wonderfully storied career that you have, I mean, for one thing, I doubt there's ever a chance that you'll ever accept a friend request on Facebook from Sonny Barger, and I think you know what I'm talking about there, but I'm sorry, maybe that was a tip.
Oh, we lost. Hello?
Oh, that was very nice. But you know what? I have a degree in journalism from Columbia University and Spelman College, and I can't even go home and be too sleazy. So I appreciated what Bill said, and I had a wonderful team of producers, and Roger was very supportive. Roger was very supportive. He did not want to go to do the sleaze factor, and that was the only way at that time that you could survive. So it was time to move on and do something new.
That's right, and you did.
And
you did.
I did, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I have three questions for you. So we're just going to go out there, and one, I want to know, people asked me to ask you, because it was just Fashion Week here in New York, and I do coverage for FashionNewsLive.com and Fashion News Live in general. And what is one of your favorite designers?
Oh, my goodness. wow. One of my I'm such a jeans and T-shirt girl. You probably would not even believe that, but
That's all I need to hear.
Yeah, right now I have on a pair of a True Religion jeans and a emerald green T-shirt.
All right.
And I'm barefoot and happy. I wore really nice things on my show, but I had somebody dressing me, and those clothes had to be back by midnight. But I'm a real casual girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Second question. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Wow. I think right here where I am, I'm happy.
All right. Mm-hmm. And my third question for you is, what is your favorite song right now?
Ooh, now you know what my favorite song is. I got a feeling.
That's going to be
a good
night with Rolanda Watts. Max and Friends, Mazel Tov. Well, you know what?
Mazel tov. That's right. Happy New Year, everybody.
It is. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, everybody. Is right. And Ramadan is over. Get your munch on, everybody. But you know what? More importantly, one of my favorite songs right now is Peace by Sabrina Johnson. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is tomorrow is Radio for Peace, internationaldayofpeace.org, everybody. Peace begins with us. Put your guns down. Put your words down. Put your fists down. And let's get real. Let's enjoy peace in the valley. Peace in the city. Dina, let's get peace on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. In the valley, peace in the city. People, release your peace, because tomorrow is International Day of Peace. So release your peace, people. Welcome back. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I've got Tamara Bowman and Rolanda Watson, and you were just listening to Peace by Sabrina Johnson, everybody. So Google her. I want to know more about that. Release your peace, people.
I loved it. It was like a peace jam, so to speak.
That was a peace jam. So yeah, that was a great song. Got me in the mood. I started dancing up in here. But you know what? But you know, Rolanda, before I want to ask you, can you just do me a favor with that voice of yours and say you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio?
Absolutely. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
There you go, Rolanda Watts in the house. Go to Rolanda.com. And if you're going to go anywhere .com-wise, you've got to go to RolandaTV.com coming out soon. What's going on there, Ro?
That's right. You know, I'm working with a great internet team right now. We're trying to launch a wonderful site where you can go and get everything Rolanda. I find that I do so many different things that there needs to be one hub where I can vlog and blog and keep in contact with my audience and the people who are following me, where I can announce some things that are coming up, where I can talk about my book and the voiceover work that I do, from Curious George to Judge Joe. And I'm excited about it because it's, we're going to have podcasts and all kinds of things. So it's going to be everything Rolanda at RolandaTV.com, and that's coming out really soon. We're pulling out the graphics right now and just trying to decide the look of it. But I am so into this internet. I tell you, I'm really excited about it. I also do an internet talk show called The Braveheart View. A wonderful woman by the name of Ellie Drake had this idea of creating a social network for women so that globally we can connect with women's issues. See, we believe that if there's going to be peace in the world, it will most likely start with Western women and the leadership that we have and the resources that we have as we pull together. And so that's what Braveheart is all about. You can go online at and check out braveheart.com. And a Braveheart View is four of us, four women, sitting around talking. We've had Marla Maples, Mariel Hemingway in. We've had wonderful guests, and you can go to that website, and we do 10-minute talk show, 10 minutes of inspiration, conscious TV on the internet, that's what we call it. And we're really excited about how the network is growing. So we're trying to do some positive things and helping promote peace as well.
Wow.
In fact, if you're in the L.A. area, October 2nd and 3rd, we're going to have a convention called RISE. And it's going to, which you'll find out about on the internet is, on the website as well. And it's going to be a lot of women doing a 2-day seminar, giving out awards to Maya Angelou, Delta Burke, some really fascinating women. So if you're out there and the guys, we're going to make you honorary chicks on the October 2nd and 3rd.
There you go.
So you can be part of some of the greatest workshops and just really good, inspirational, empowering stuff.
Tamara, it sounds like you're up that, Tamara. That sounds right up your alley.
That is so up my alley. And you know what, Rolando, I wanted to ask you too, is what is it that you want most for the world?
Oh, gosh, just understanding. Love is what I want. You know, if we start with the base of love, then everything else works. Love is all there is.
Wow.
And that implies peace, and that implies respect, and that implies hope, and all those things that are worth, that make life worthwhile.
Yes.
So I just think it's love, period. That in that what the big man said, all you got to do is one thing, love. Be happy. And all of that comes from the basis of love, I believe.
And you know what? If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Well, now look, that takes work too.
Yeah.
That takes a lot. I tell you, self-love is constant maintenance, isn't it?
Rolanda, I got to tell you, Tamara knows my stick with that. Every time I walk by the mirror, what do I say, Tamara? Because I like what I see when I'm looking at me when I'm walking past the mirror.
That's right. Because, listen, we have to watch how we talk to ourselves. I mean, how many times do we get in these ruts where we're just like beating up ourselves? Oh, I'm so fat. I know I didn't do this. And after a while, that catches up, and you start believing that stuff.
Yeah.
So, self-love, you got it. And, how are you going to love anybody else if you don't love yourself right first?
That's right. And you know what? I say, too? I mean, life is really simple. We make it so difficult. And, when I was saying with the whole peace thing, put down the guns, put down the fist, and people, put down your words. Stop using words to destroy people because, it's not worth it.
Words can really destroy you. I think what is that little old song? It says, "Let peace begin with me."
That's right.
Our words are so powerful. We're constantly creating with them. So when we really get the kind of impact we can have on those around us, including who we're looking at in the mirror, I mean, it's really powerful when you can make that shift with your thoughts. And Rolanda, I'm telling you, you are a woman after my own heart. I mean, just the way you connect with God and really allowing your gifts to come forth in this world, you just give me goosebumps from all the way to the top of my head to the bottom of my toes.
Oh, I love you, Tamara. You know what? I couldn't do it without God. I am big religious person. I'm extremely spiritual, and my faith is the most important thing that I have. My mother and father have a saying, and they say, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray.
There you go.
Because faith and fear can't exist in the same place. So everything that comes out of your mouth, every step that you do, everything you do, is this a step for faith or a step of fear? Is this motivated by my faith and belief and my goodness and what it can do? Or is this based on some fear factor?
Yes.
And that'll help you try to get in the right. It is just that easy.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know what I say to that? Leave fear factor to television, people, because the you really want to go there. God has not given us the spirit of fear, all right, everybody?
Amen.
So just take that into your minds and remember that this week, because if you got fear to do something, it's false evidence appearing real. And
that's,
you know what?
Right.
You know, so do it. So
Les
do it.
Brown, the motivational speaker, Les Brown, has a saying. He says, just jump off the edge and grow your wings on the way down.
There you go. I love that man.
Isn't he great?
Oh.
He was on the Braveheart View also, so you can go and catch up on get some of those good pearls of wisdom that he has. He was our guest as well, and you can go back in some of the archives and check out his 10 minutes of inspiration.
Wow. I got to meet him at the Compass. He was given an interview. It was a documentary, and bless his heart, what a force. I mean, just with the depth in his voice. I mean, boy, when he speaks, you listen.
That's right. And he's one who is so positive and so inspiring. And sometimes when we get in those ruts in life, as we, you know, our natural tendency is to talk down and find negative. Our brain is a problem solver, so it looks for problems all the time. It takes maintenance to find the silver lining and the glasses that are half full. And so I pick up a book from a Les Brown, or I might go listen to some inspirational speaker. People like that really help you get through and help you get that talk right, you know? And it's those little pearls of wisdom, I tell you, I'm always quoting somebody, because those things keep us positive and in the right places in our minds.
And just really remembering who we are.
Yeah. Who we are. And you know what? Speaking of who we are, Rolando was just given a fantastic award by the McDonald's Corporation. So why don't you tell us about that award?
Yeah, you know what? They made me a broadcast legend. I said, I'm a legend?
Yes, you are.
But I was in good company. Soledad O'Brien got one, and I love her. I was really like, wow. But yeah, that was a real honor. And they gave me the award at the Apollo Theater, where they say, that stars
legends
are born and legends are made.
Yeah, Apollo, so, East Coast.
That's right, East Coast. Going to get a New York shout out. My other home.
Speaking of New York, you've got an event coming out in November with Maya Angelou in New York,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. My mother is on this board, and Maya, who's my mom's best friend, who's my auntie Maya. So I gotta be a part of this. My auntie has an organization that's called the Dr. Maya Angelou Research Center for Health Equity. And basically what it is, it's a center that raises money for the research of health issues that affect minorities and women, like your glaucoma and your high blood, your high blood pressure and diabetes, things that are indigenous to certain minority groups or to women, breast cancer and risk. And it helps raise money so that these groups also have equal access, equal research, and that there's somebody out there looking for, the people have equal access for diseases that particularly hit their community.
Absolutely. And for more information, everyone, you can go to Rolanda's page on Facebook, or stay tuned to Twitter or RolandaTV.com, because she'll give you more updates on how to purchase tickets to that event in New York, which
Absolutely.
Is coming up.
It's coming
really
up on November, November
which
4th.
Is a month and a half away. So everyone, stay tuned for that. And?
And we are asking for a donation, and you can buy tickets and the rest. Just come to my Facebook page, and I'll be putting that information up as we get closer to that. In fact, I will put it up because I'm talking to you now. I'll make sure that I put it up on Facebook to get the information. It's going to be at Saks Fifth Avenue, and it's November 4th, and it's going to be cocktails and conversation with Auntie Maya. And you can't beat sitting talking with Maya Angelou.
That's the truth.
So, hey, absolutely.
So you're
going to
get some pearls of wisdom there for sure, for sure. Mm. So I'm excited about that, and it's for a good cause.
And it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I hope I'll see you there, Max.
I'll be there. November 4th, I'm in New York. But unfortunately, you know what's coming around the corner, too, is ending the show tonight.
Oh, can you believe it?
I can't. I have enjoyed you guys so much. It just seems like you were just here for a second.
I know.
We've been here for about almost an hour, but we're so glad that everyone else chose to be here tonight on LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends with Tamara and our amazing guest of the night, Rolanda Watts, everybody. We're just going to call her Rolanda like the rest of the world does. But you know what? Tell me. No, you tell me.
No. I didn't. I thought you were telling me to tell. Go on. What?
No, I was just going to ask you. I need a quote from you before we bounce so you can inspire people.
Let turning no's into yeses be the key to your successes.
Mm.
Just take all of those obstacles that face you and say, come on with it, because I'm ready for you. I got something for you. Don't take no for an answer.
That's
Believe
right.
in yourself. Stay positive. Love yourself. Hug yourself in the morning one time.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your faith strong. That's all I would say. I mean, that's a lot in one thing. But the bottom line is take life's obstacles. And when life throws you lemons, just say, no, thank you. I don't need any lemons today. And keep moving.
And you know what I have to say to that? I changed my quote. My quote for tonight was persistence pays off. But you know what another one is? Just because you inspired me, bro, to say to everyone, if opportunity does not knock, people build the door. Okay.
Hey. And if they don't let you in that door, go climb in the back window.
That's the truth. Now, Tamara, what's your quote for the week?
Yeah, well, I've got one from William James, and he says, the art of being wise is knowing what to overlook. And what to overlook is what's not working. Focus on what is.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've got a word for Rolanda, and it's what you're looking for is looking for you. So that mm-hmm. book that you're looking for is looking for you. We're going to love Destiny Lingers because, Rolanda, your destiny will linger, and we're so happy that you were a part of Max and Friends tonight with Max and Tamara on LA Talk Radio. It has been a pleasure having you on.
I just have had a ball, and I wish you guys continued success. And when I do my next show, I'm having you on.
Oh, God. Rolanda, we love you.
I love you back. Thank you so much. I couldn't do it without your support, and I just really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, your destiny does linger. And you know what, everyone? It lingers right here on LA Talk Radio, because when this show is over, it's going to go into an archive. So you could pull it up at any time, and you can play it on your iPhone. You can play it on your BlackBerry. And you know what? Just play it, because the words that were spoken tonight are words that are going to set you free, people. So if you're not ready to be set free, then don't download the show. But if you're ready to break some ground and get your life to where it's supposed to be, we encourage you to tune in every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio, because you're listening to Max and Friends with Max and Tamara. And tonight, Rolanda Watts. Go to Rolanda.com. And, of course, check out her Facebook page, RolandaTV.com, her Twitter page, Judge Brown, for her show, for her voice. Go Figure coming out, we hope, for Disney. The Event for Maya Angelou. We're just House Arrest, the movie.
And don't forget Curious George. I'm Professor Wiseman. So have your kids watching Curious George.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. So on that note, your destiny does linger, Rolanda. We thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight.
Thank you. It was my honor.
All right. And we're going to catch up with you real soon, because you can come on anytime. Once the first time you're a guest, the second time you're family.
That's right. I'll get a glass of water.
So on that note, everyone, we're going to get going. Everyone, I just want to let you know that Say You're One of Them is the book that I'm reading right now by Uam Akpan. I don't know how to say his last name. Akpan. There you go. I'm getting a ring in my ear. It's Akpan, everyone. So on that note, get the book, Say You're One of Them, because we want you to say you're one of us here at Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. And until we talk to you next Sunday, remember, everyone, what you're looking for is looking for you, and persistence pays off. Have a good night. Be blessed. Be inspired. And take life to the max. You guys ready to leave? No, I don't want to go. All right, let's end the show.
Good night.
End it before
Good
we
night,
stay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.